Danny West of Hog Sports joins us. Danny, good afternoon.
Afternoon. How are y'all?
We're doing good. We're doing good. Let's start off with the bad news first, and that is Jawan Day last Friday night in a game against Pine Bluff. The outstanding running back from North Little Rock tore his ACL and has his surgery scheduled.
Yeah, I think he's going to have surgery on October the 10th. Very unfortunate break for Jawan. You know, he was off to a good season already, 320 yards, a few touchdowns on the ground. Then I think he scored a couple, you know, receiving. But very tough break for Jawan. I feel bad for him. But the first thing he did Friday night, he called Brett Bielema. He was kind of worried, you know, are they going to pull my scholarship? But that's certainly not the case. Brett and Coach Joel Thomas both reassured Jawan that he's got a spot. Everything's good to go there. So they just want him to work on rehabbing that thing and trying to get back to full health. And like I told Jawan, you know, if this was 10, 15 years ago, yeah, maybe it's a scary deal. And it is a bad deal, don't get me wrong. But, you know, ACL, you can come back from that a little quicker than you used to could. But he's not the only one. Zach Rogers, you know, 2015 commit, going through the same thing right now. So a little bit of bad luck. But I have a feeling Jawan's going to use this time and, you know, build up his upper body, probably come back even stronger. So we're pulling for Jawan.
Yeah, and like you said, you hate that for the kid, but with technology nowadays that even if he redshirted and then was able to play eventually or whatever at Arkansas, how much do you think this means to the recruits, not only in the state but out of the state, when you have a player like this tear an ACL and coach says, hey, 100%, we're still offering you this scholarship, because you've seen other coaches not do that. So how much do you think that will help down the road as being a story to say, hey, look, we still honored this commitment to this kid?
Well, I think it definitely helps them. You know, Bielema's very much, he's really big on honesty, being up front with the players and sticking by his words. You know, Bielema's famous line of, if you tell the truth, then you never have to remember what you said in the first place. And I think he's big on that. I do think that kind of sticks out to not only recruits, but more importantly, the recruits' parents. You know, Jawan's mom and dad, you know, they both talked to Coach B and Coach Thomas, and that really had a big impact on them, I feel like. You know, just hearing, hey, everything's okay, we're pulling for you, just get him healthy, that's all that matters. And you kind of touched on it. I do expect Jawan to probably redshirt his first year anyway. You know, you got these two stud running backs already on campus. You got a couple more right in behind them. And then if you can get a Kevin Shorter in this class, one of those kind of immediate impact players, I would imagine he would play as a true freshman. So Jawan's got plenty of time. Like I said, I think he's going to be back full health in very little time. But we're definitely pulling for Jawan. I think he might be listening. Coach Boulding, huge shout-out to those guys. He's taking care of Jawan, so we're pulling for you.
Danny, we talked to De'Aris Howard earlier this week, and he asked us about a guy named Higgins Jr., I believe, a sophomore. Was it Pine Bluff or North Little Rock? And, Joe, I don't know if you remember or Trey, but he wanted to get an update on him. If you had heard anything about him, he said he was a guy to look out for, but I believe he's only a sophomore right now. Do you know anything about him?
What was his last name, Matt? I'm sorry.
I want to say it's a Higgins Jr. Does that sound right, Joe?
Well, I'm having a tough time placing him. I may have heard of him, Matt, but
he's a sophomore. Yeah, he had asked, so I just wanted to know. I'll look up and try to make sure I have the right name.
Okay, yeah, do that, and we can always take note of that, and I'll definitely look into it.
Danny, one question that I got, this comes off of Twitter from RD. He wants to know, since it is a big recruiting weekend, he's curious to what you think will happen if Arkansas loses big. Does that deter recruits?
You know, that's a very good question. They've got a lot of kids out of Texas coming up. I mean, big-time kids for this year's class and next year's class. Definitely don't want Johnny Football to come up here and make you look silly. But at the same time, even with the loss last week at Rutgers, I feel like most recruits probably know that Brett's it's gonna take a couple of years. You know, he's trying to rebuild this thing. I know what he said prior to the season. We want to win now, and I know he does. But at the same time, they're putting in a whole different scheme on both sides of the ball. They're lacking in talent at several positions. Just my honest opinion, I think it's going to take 2 or 3 years, and I think kids probably look at that and they're okay with that. You know, Alabama didn't get to where they're at, you know, overnight. They had to struggle through that first season. Auburn, you know, they've been up and down.
Wait. Danny, what'd you say? They struggled through their first season at Alabama? No, well, that doesn't happen.
They didn't lose to Louisiana.
That doesn't happen. That's a fluke.
I didn't think Saban's ever lost a game.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to believe. 7-6 that first season, sure were. But it's just my point, Trey. It doesn't happen overnight. It's going to take some time, and I do think kids realize that. So
it's a good thing the kids do, because apparently some of the fans don't.
Yeah, you know, I've been dealing with a little bit of that on the message board this week, but just be patient with this guy. You know, I think people saw that 12-1 start at Wisconsin. Well, maybe he had a little bit more to work with up there at the time than what he was left with here. Arkansas does have
maybe a little easier conference as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Tougher conference, tougher schedule. Just give him time, guys. Just be patient. I think it'll pay off.
1-800-477-1037-433-1037. If you've got a question for Danny West, we've got him to the bottom of the hour. Danny, told Matt and I earlier today that there will be at least one official visitor this weekend, Ravion Pierce of Plantation, Florida. Hopefully there will be some others as well.
Yeah, they're going to have about 60 kids on campus. Now, I do expect only one of those, Pierce, to be the official visitor, I should say. But they've got some very high-quality guys coming in for this year's class as well as 2015 that will probably end up taking official visits before it's all said and done. So they'll be back. Kevin Shorter out of Newton, Texas. He's committed to Texas. We all know the story there. Arkansas's number one running back recruit target, I should say. Solomon Thomas out of Coppell, Texas. One of the best at his position in the entire country. You've got a four-star safety from Jinx, Oklahoma. Stephen Parker will be coming in. Just a ton of guys like that for the class of 2014. Then you look at 2015, you got a kid out of Westerville, Ohio, one of the top offensive linemen in the country, Rob Dowdy. You got an Ole Miss commit coming out of Dallas, running back Raleigh Williams. Keaton Sutherland, another big-time offensive lineman out of Texas. So just a huge, long list. I could go on for hours probably talking about these kids, but very much big recruiting weekend, not only for football, but you've also got some basketball kids, and I think even baseball and track have a couple of dozen kids coming in. So you got to be pulling for the weather. I haven't liked what I've seen there as far as the weather reports, but hopefully that turns around. And then, of course, you got to pull for a big crowd for Arkansas, and then hopefully, you know, maybe they can go out there and make a game out of it.
And speaking of basketball, I did want to touch on Malik Monk. We had a guy from Future 150 come on and had him rated as the ninth best player in the nation, and that's 2016, right,
that
class. And is there any other players or big-name guys? What's the latest with Malik and as far as with that basketball program there?
Yeah, Malik is actually one of the three that Arkansas is expecting on campus this weekend. Along with 2015 guard Kayvon Allen right there in North Little Rock, and his teammate, of course, the Arkansas commit, Anton Beard, for 2014. All three of those guys are expected to be up here this weekend, so that's a pretty good group right there. But, you know, just getting Malik, you know, maybe if I remember being asked the question on this show a few months ago, does his move to Bentonville help Arkansas in any way? And maybe this is an instance where it does. You know, he's right up the road now, so he can come down and check out Johnny Football and all that for, you know, a weekend or so. So I do think it helps in every
court. He can go watch the basketball team practice in the Hyper building, too.
He can probably jump in there with them since they're in the Hype. It's speaking of this week, it's a big week, and we've had a lot of calls about how this week goes into recruiting and how it affects it. And I mean, I'm not saying, you know, if we get beat 45-7, does that hurt us, or if it's a close game? But as far as the atmosphere, I think that's going to play a big part. And you touched on the weather, but with all the recruits coming in, if it can be an electric atmosphere, I think that will help just as much as anything.
I'm with you on that, Matt, and I do think it's going to be a great atmosphere. I actually expect, and I've been wrong on just about every outcome of Arkansas season so far, but I do think they're going to come out on fire. I think they're going to play well in front of that home crowd. I'm expecting about 74,000-75,000, pretty close to maximum capacity. I think they're actually going to have a chance to make a game out of it. Now, what it comes back to is the quarterback situation. They're going to have a lot better quarterback than Arkansas, so got to find a way to keep him on the bench. And if you can do that, I was looking at the last three games that they've lost. You know, they've only lost three with Johnny, two last year and, of course, one 2 weeks ago. But every team that beat them has kept him off the field, you know, 24 minutes, something like that. They've dominated time of possession. And that's exactly what Arkansas is going to have to do to have any chance against them.
Well, that's totally how their offense is built. Their offense is built around controlling the line of scrimmage and keeping the football and keeping it away from your opponent. Danny, I know weather forecasters are paid to be wrong, so let's hope that they are. But what are the weather forecasters up in your neck of the woods saying about Saturday's game?
Earlier in the week, they had it at 30% chance thunderstorms, then it went down to 20. Now I think it's right back at 30 again. You know, selfishly, I'm pulling for a good morning of weather more than anything. I know a lot of bow hunters are going to be in the woods, and I plan on being one of them. So as long as the morning's okay, I don't really care how the afternoon turns out, to be honest.
Yeah, it's not opening weekend, is it?
Bow season this
now,
weekend.
You kill a buck this weekend, Danny?
Hey,
Danny,
that's
or
the point,
is it doe
Matt.
Only?
We hope so.
Okay, so there. I didn't know if it was
that's
doe
why
only.
You need to come by Sunrise and, Polaris and get your four-wheeler.
I'm telling you, that gets you any
could
spot
say that again?
In the
I know
woods.
I know my wife is listening, so could you give her the directions to that place for me, Trey?
Ms. West, all you need to do is you need to come down I-40 to Conway, come across to BB, get on 67-167, come north, take exit 45, Sunrise Polaris right here. You can't miss it. They'll give you a fantastic deal on a four-wheeler this weekend.
And most of them that I see, they're $1,000 off, $500 off. And as far as hunting stuff, they got gun safes, the ATVs, the four-wheelers, everything, and just about any kind that you want.
Danny, they might even put it on a trailer for her.
Hey, that'd be awesome. I hope she's listening. I think she is.
They might even gas it up.
I'm looking at a camouflage one right across from us that looks like it's got the perfect equipment for carrying your bow into the woods and you into the woods, and then you can put the deer right on top to bring it back out.
Perfect. I do appreciate the assist, guys. I doubt it's going to work out for me, but I do appreciate the attempt.
We're trying our best just for you. Danny, obviously it is a big recruiting weekend, but for the fans, what can they do to help make this weekend special for those recruits within the guidelines of the NCAA?
Just be loud. You know, I feel like the first three home games I've been at, you know, of course, the Little Rock game, that was a bad opponent, a little bit less of a crowd. And then the two games up here, I feel like they're just kind of lagging, you know, as far as crowd atmosphere. Turn it up a notch, man. Get out there and, as Houston would say, turn it loose. I think you've got to have that. Just show up and be as loud as you can. Forget about what people think about you. If somebody tells you to sit down, you tell them differently. But just get out there and be loud. Give the kids a good atmosphere, and I think they'll enjoy it.
Let's go to Will in Little Rock. Will, thanks for calling. Welcome to Overtime.
Thank you, guys. Love the show. I don't call very often, but I do love the show. I just want to talk a little bit about this weekend as far as the quarterback goes for the Hogs. I know that he was I guess he went to Iowa and they were wanting to move him to linebacker. Is that right?
That why he was recruited as a linebacker.
Right. Okay. That's why he went JUCO, right?
Yeah. He went JUCO to play quarterback.
Yes.
Why do you think that Coach B has any type of read option with him? If he can put linebacker, he obviously can run somewhat. Do you see any of that? Maybe
I would need to know how fast he is. And here's the thing with that read option. If you look at the NFL and even college teams, sometimes it's not really a read option. They call the give or the keep. That is something you have to work on, that mesh point, because you can have fumbles if you don't work on that. It's tough. If you've never done it, it takes you a little bit to get it. And I know at Arkansas, not every running back could do it because you have to have a soft pocket. You can't just clamp down and get the ball, and that kind of goes against what a running back knows as far as when he gets the ball, he takes it. You kind of got to let the quarterback decide if he's going to give it to you if you're reading it. So it's something you have to put – you have to put hours of practice in to make sure you have that correct.
Okay,
I don't know how fast he is, though. Is he, you know, is he a 4.8 guy or is he a 4.5 guy?
Well, that was kind of my main, one of my main questions. I mean, he's a big, strong guy, and he was going to play linebacker. I mean, Iowa recruited him to play linebacker, so, I'm not saying that he's a Teddy Lehman or a, that type of speed.
Right.
But, I'm just kind of curious, is the coaching staff, if you think they would be hiding any of that from them? I mean, as far as just run, design quarterback runs from him. I know that passing the ball isn't his specialty, so you would think he could.
And another thing is also, if you're going to have your quarterback running, there's that risk of being hurt, and do you want to take that red shirt off of Austin Allen? And I'm not saying don't do it, but that does add that extra element when he is running more, that he could take a hit and be hurt, and then you take the red shirt off of Austin.
Yeah, it's a good point. I was just kind of curious on that, Ian. I mean, I was thinking about that. Ever since, Brandon Allen went down, or, that he got hurt, I was just kind of wondering, do you guys think that there would be any – I know Coach Bielema, I don't know how open he has been with practice in the past few weeks. I know in the past he hadn't been real open as far as what he's been working on. But
What I would like to see is if one of your running backs, Jonathan Williams or Alex Collins, can throw a little bit to where if it was an option as far as a receiver when you're rolling that way, just a one-person route where you throw it to him if he's open, if not, throw it away. But if you run the read option like Darren McFadden did with Felix Jones or whatever, you have the two running backs. That's how I would like to see it if the quarterback, if he's a 4.8, 4.9 guy, there's really no reason to run it.
Gotcha. Another question. How is A&M's front line? I mean, their D-line, I know Alabama – kind of ran the ball on them. What's their ranking as far as how they're defending the run?
Their defense is 12th in the 12th in the SEC.
12th in the SEC. Oh,
they're giving up the most rushing yards so far out of any team on our schedule, I believe.
So we ought to be able to run the ball pretty.
You would think
pretty good on them.
But you also have to think, okay, were they putting seven guys in the box, or were they stuffing it with nine?
You got to have that ability to pass, because if they don't think you're going to pass and they drop an extra safety down, then it's tough to run on anybody when they overload the box.
Okay, one more question I'm going to throw at you guys. Duop, who's the other redshirt freshman we've got this quarterback? Do we know anything about him?
That would be the guy to run the read option with.
Yeah.
I mean, he's an option quarterback
from
committed to Georgia Tech.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what they do. So I'm sure he's done it.
Danny, we will see you in Fayetteville on Saturday.
Awesome. Sounds good, guys. Thank you.
Hopefully we will not need the ponchos.
Keep your fingers crossed.